Hey, we're going to go into the next sugya in Hilchos Brachos relating to Meish Lokos, all the fruit juices, vegetable soups, fruit soups, it's mamish, it's a whole welt. But just as we take leave of what we were talking about, Miuch, there's a lot more to discuss in Miuch. We just pashut ran, you know, there's that much information. I say in the Shivim Shana, the Mivoy Shmoinim Shana. So we can't do as much as we should, but we only spoke about the edges. In other words, the Rambam Shita and Rashi Shita. Lamaisa, there's a lot of Achroinim that learn that there's no real Machloikis Rambam and Rashi. The Taz is Makar of those Shitas, and then it would come out completely different. The main thing I want the Olam to walk away with from what we learned about in the last week was that there are two kinds of Afkas Brocha when a fruit or vegetable change. One is a hafkoas hapriatzmai, which means it's a new thing. So if you make a bracha on it, the bracha ruya, it's a bracha vatola, right? You make adoma on a piece of meat, it's a bracha vatola. That's if it's nishtane legamre, to the point that it's called hafkoas hapri. So the example we gave was bishul matzah, with the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara there is that there's a hafkar completely when you bake, when you cook it, and that's why the Gemara makes a tzushtal to Hilchas Matzah. And you won't be eitz matzah either. That's not a brochas dikaloch. That's a din in the object. Objectively, it's not a pri. And if Rishonim use such a lush and hafkar as a pri, it's not a pri. Then there's another kind of shini brocha, and that's what is a shini legreyusa, which means just the item changed. It's not afkos apri, but because it changed, it got downgraded. The brocha now gets downgraded. That's where we boil us, according to the Chayodim and many other shitas. Over there, if you would make the brocha by pri adam, you'll still be yitza. You understand? You'll still be yitza. Because there, it's not pshat that it's the pri was hufka. It's not that fruit anymore. It got downgraded. Still a banana. Still a banana. Elamai, some shittas hold on this banana, you make a shahakal. Says the Chayodom, in that case, somebody would make a barpi adama, even though the bracha ruya is a shahakal, they would still be yotze with the barpi adama, because it's fort, it's still called that item. That's what's important for you to take away as we go on. So now there's a whole parasha called Meish Lokos. Found in the Gemara. Till the Gemara introduced Meish Lokos, which is cooked vegetables in water, and over there the Gemara says you make Adama on Meish Lokos. So obviously that opens the door that there's a clear distinction between juice, which the Gemara said is Zeya, and you make a Shahakal, and whatever Meish Lokos is. Right, at first glance, you would assume that Meish Lokos is less than juice. Right? If we didn't have Maseches Brachos, I would have asked you a shaila. Where is it more logical that you should make a bracha of the fruit or vegetable itself? If you squeeze out the vegetable itself, right? You put it into juice and it squeezes out the juice, or you cook the apple in water and now you drink the water. Obviously, I know what you would say. Obviously, if fruit juice, you should make our eights. It's more logical. But we have a collision. Because the dvash tmorim and the Gemara talks about the liquid that comes out of fruit that you make a shahakal, because it's called zeya balma. Right. And when we come to Meish Lokos, the Gemara paskens daf lamites, you make a hadoma. So we have mamisha collision, right? We have mamisha head-on collision. So based on how we navigate this collision, makes many chilukim and halacha in Hilchos Brachos. The Rashba seems to make a very, very narrow track where you would make adama. It says, Meish Lokos are vegetables that were meant to eat cooked. That's the way it's eaten. That's derech achilos. Right. So l'chayra bashka for Rishayna, a vegetable soup. We'll see that there may be other reasons why in a vegetable soup you'd make adama, depending on how the vegetable soup is made. But l'chayra, according to the Rashba, somebody has a vegetable soup, okay? And the vegetable soup is made with vegetables that are normally eaten, potato soup, onion soup, right? So they're eating a vegetable soup with vegetables that are normally eaten. It's not that the way to eat it is in a soup. You eat it, you have salads, you have, it's normal to eat this as a vegetable. Happens to be, you want to have a soup. L'chayra comes out according to the Rashba. That b'chiyai gavna, the soup gets a shahakal. Again, if the vegetables are grinded into the soup and you're having, as you're eating it, you're constantly having vegetables with it, you may have a different reason why potentially you'll make adoma. But be'etzem, the bracha on the liquid of the soup would be a l'chayra according to the Rashba shahakal. Shahakal. That's l'chayra the way it should come out, right? The Rosh has an entirely different approach. The Rosh holds, and we spoke about this Rosh briefly when we started, the Rosh holds that, scientifically speaking, fruit juice is not fruit. It's not fruit. Zeya means that in every fruit there is this liquid, which is not called the fruit itself. So the reason why you don't make a bracha on the liquid that comes out of the fruit, the bracha haruya for the fruit, because it's not fruit, it's zeya. It's zeya. That's the shita of the Rosh. So according to the Rosh, the fruit, be'etzem, the fruit, is adama. And therefore, it's not because it's in a liquid state, it's because it's what you're drinking is not the fruit. Which is a chazanish's taina, that if you have the citrus fruit, that is the fruit itself. The whole fruit is juice, right? Fine, that's a chazanish's ha'ara. But let's say apple juice. So according to the Rosh, when you drink a cup of apple juice, that's not apple. Halachically, the apple is the apple itself, the solid part of the apple. And the liquid of the apple is not apple. The Stipel explains it like there's two separate things that are in this fruit that you're looking at. There's the fruit, and then there's Zeya. It's almost like there's a container of Zeya. You have to look in the fruit, there's Zeya. It's a separate thing. And that's how the Stipel explains why, even though it tastes like apples, what do you mean it doesn't have tamapri? Apple juice tastes like apple. Yeah, tastes like apple. But it's not apple. It's like apple flavoring. It's not apple. It's like unnatural flavoring. It's not apple. It's something else. That's how the Stipler understands the Rosh, right? So according to the Rosh, if you take an apple and you cook it in water, potentially that could be ha'etz. It's ironic, right? Apple juice shahakal, right? But cooked apple, if you cook the apple and you take the water that was cooked with the apple, that water could be ha'etz, potentially, according to the. And the Rosh actually says it. He says, Efshar, that if you take the pre-atma and you cook it, the bracha that you would make on that would be a ha'etz, because that has tam a pre-atzmai. That water has the flavor of the fruit itself. That's the fruit itself, and on that you taco make. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch by us, brings down both shitas. Shulchan Aruch says, Perish esharon ay bishlon b'mayim. Af api shenichna astam apri b'mayim, enim evarachal oisei mayim, elo shakal. That's the Rashba. Because the Rashba again holds that there's no difference between vegetable soup or apple juice. Shahakal. They both are shahakal. The Gemara said that on vegetables that are cooked in water, you make the bracha adama. That's because that's the only way to eat it. That's why the Shulchan Aruch here brings down the Shita Sarajma. Then he says, for Rosh Kosav, the Efshar Shem Nichnas Tama Pri B'mayim, Mevorech Borei Priyayetz. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rashba as the main opinion, the Stam, which is that if you cooked fruit, the bracha would still be a shakal. That is like the Rashba. Because the Rashba, there's no difference between fruit juice or fruits that are cooked in water. It's the same thing. Or fruit soup. Same halacha, the Rashba. It all depends on how is the normal way to eat this fruit. If the normal way to eat this fruit is cooked, by the way, according to the Rashba, fruits that are meant to squeeze out, you also make oitz. In other words, according to the Rashba, there's no difference between juice or soup. Soup of a fruit or a vegetable, or juice of a fruit or a vegetable, it's the same according to the Rashba. If the derech to eat it is in this fashion, you make ha'etz or adama. If that's not dafka the derech to eat it, then you make a shakal. It doesn't make a difference if you cooked it, if you squeezed it, doesn't make a difference. That's going to have a lot of ramifications in halacha. What do we do with juice fruits that are planted for that purpose, that are used only for that purpose? Does that now change? On that you're going to make ha'etz? That's a good shayla. L'chore, there would go the other way. There, according to the Rashba, you understand? The Rosh opens up the door to a Eitz and Adama any time you cook a fruit or cook a vegetable, right? So the Rosh broadens the Hadama. The Rashba broadens the Eitz and Adama as well. Not in the cooking fashion, but if this is meant to eat that way, it's meant to make juice, then that will be the Bruch. It's a tremendous chiluk. So the problem we have is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to give us clear guidance. Here the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rashba, that on cooked water, which we're going to call it soup, right? Fruit soup, you make a shakal. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rosh as a singular opinion. Das Yochid. For Rosh kasav de efshe shum de chasper. Which means, normally when the Shulchan Aruch brings down a stam, the yeshayimrim, the halach is like the das stam in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishabur Taka concurs over here. Shakal. Eidim Mavarach ala Shakal, Lavazel Ba'alma, Vladome Asilka, the Mavarach ala Yavadoma, Mishim the Hossam, Roy, Vachilas, Oysam, Yerokos, Halide Shlika. That's the way it's eaten. That's the Rashba. And then he says, Halach ala Maisa. That's the way we, that's how we know it. Ulinian Halacha, Pasku Achroinim, Dilchat Chili, Vach Shakal. Obviously, if you made an eitz, but the evidence, you have the rush. So here the Shulchan Aruch seems to tell us that the halacha is like the Rashba. Now that would be a major thing. Number one, that would l'chayra mean that on soups, you make a shakal. Whether it will be a fruit soup or vegetables, unless the soup is made out of chvayis parsley, I don't know, there are soups that are made out of things that probably roiv of it is cooked. You know, you don't eat it as a solid, it's usually taken as a soup. Fine, but that would be the limited track that you make a hadama, right? But then we go to Yud Aleph, the next halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and then the Shulchan Aruch talks about if you have, you know, cooked shivas haminim. What do you do with cooked shivas haminim? What do you do with cooked shivas haminim? You just told me. You told me that if you have soup of a fruit that was cooked, right, you make a shakal. That's the Rashba. So according to the Rashba, if you have date soup, doesn't sound very appetizing, but yeah, somebody has a date soup, right? So it's shakal, according to the Rashba. And what's the bracha achrona? Burn the fashas. It's mayim. It's no shayla, right? According to the Rosh, you have a problem. Because according to the Rosh, since it's cooked, it could be a ta'etz, and if it's a ta'etz, it could be a you need a main shalosh. But I thought you just told me that the halacha is like the Rashba. So we should have, so there's no problem. All of a sudden the Shulchan Aruch says, so what do you do? May shibi as tzmukim utahinim and may bishulam. Mevorach alayim shahakal, which is like the Rashba. The yoytze gam laharosh, and you yoytze also to the Rosh. Because the Rosh is also masking that if somebody makes a shahakal, he yoytze. The Rosh holds that could be you have to make yoytze, but you yoytze. Avu bebrocha shel achreim yesh l'stapek. What do you mean yesh l'stapek? I thought we paskined like the Rashba. So there's no suffix, it's burning the fashas. Shulchan Aruch therefore says, it's good that you should have something, you eshamayim, you shouldn't have it only in the Suda, or you should have shivas haminim also, and that way you can make a bar nefasha. I said, well, what's the problem? So there's mamish, there's a shtickle stira in the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. Then, in Reish Hay, where we talk about soups, there the Shulchan Aruch brings down shlokos with no adjustments. We'll stop here because we have a Sheva Brachos today, so we can't keep on going. But the Shulchan Aruch says, this is Reish Hay Siv Beis. Alamayim shebishlu bem yirokos, mevorech habrochos and mevorech ala yirokos atzmon. What happened? So here you bring me the Rosh. Let's make up our mind. So this all has to be navigated. Okay.